Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And our thanks to Online Trading Academy for bringing you a look at the forecast here this morning on WCCO. 9 before 8 o'clock, all the news coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, I want to bring in Dr. David Hilden, a doctor at Hennepin Healthcare and a vice president of medical affairs there as well, with us Tuesday and Thursday mornings in WCCO. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Dave. Hey, I love hearing that it's International Sweatpants Day as I sit here at my desk in the hospital wearing scrub pants, which are pretty much the same thing. It's like going to work in your pajamas.
There was a time, Dave, I remember, and I think a lot of our listeners do too, that it was cool if somehow you got a pair of scrubs to wear if you were not a doctor.
In medical school. Oh, yeah. I mean, people used to wear them to Halloween parties. And in medical school, when you get to wear your first set of scrubs to work, that's a pretty cool thing. Now I'm kind of sick of it. I wouldn't mind wearing like actual clothes, actually.
My wife, when she was, first in the nursing business as a young graduate out of college, she had to wear that nursing cap.
I know. I was here in the hospital, and in the beginning of my career, some nurses still wore the whole white outfit, you know, the white shoes and white clothes and the white hat. I haven't seen that for a long time, but I was around when they still dressed like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she started just as that was going out. But hey, I wanted to ask you this. You host a show here on Sunday mornings, a great show, and you take questions. But among the things you're being asked, Dr. Hilden, what seems to be the most prevalent? I'm very curious.
People are asking mostly about the vaccine and how they can go back to their normal life given the vaccine. And so I'm having to do a lot of speculation, in which I don't love to do because I like to stick to the best science I can give, but that we just simply don't know a lot about this. If you ask me about any other disease, I either know the answer, or I have a textbook on my bookshelf, or I go to the online medical resources and I can look it up. But in this, there's nowhere for us to look anything up. And so people are mostly wanting to know, well, when I get the vaccine, can I go do this activity? Or do I have to wear a mask if I do such and such activity? So those are the questions I'm getting the most, is how our lives will be affected in the coming months. And in very practical terms, that's what people are wanting to hear.
Let me ask you about Minnesota right now, because you have obviously the daily beat on this whole thing. California is raging with the virus, but in Minnesota, we seem to be better. What's it like this morning, and is there any reason why we're different than California?
Yeah, our hospital, and frankly, most of the hospitals, if not all of them, Minnesota, are in a lull. I'm looking at our census data right now on my computer screen, and there's something, there's a couple dozen patients with COVID in our hospital, which is low. We have capacity to handle much more than that. I've struggled also to figure out what's different about California, because we know what works. Masks do work. Social distancing does work. But California, I think, is a little different in that, first of all, it's just people are packed in. You think it's so spread out, but there are millions of people in Los Angeles County alone. And if only half of them are wearing masks, or even if 70% of them are, that leaves millions of people who are potentially infected and potentially can pass it on to other people. We are not quite that big here. And frankly, our mask uptake, the number of people wearing them, I believe is quite a bit higher here. I have a friend in Orange County, California. She says she's a doctor in the Kaiser system. She said she never sees people wearing masks outside. and when they're at their going about their daily business. And it's a mess. The result is a mess. So whatever your state's laws are, if you don't follow them, then they're ineffective. And so I think the mask wearing is a little bit different out there in Southern California.
Type O blood, does that help you against coronavirus?
There is some suggestion, although those data aren't real robust. I'm O positive, and so I'm thinking, hey, I'm good to go. I've got type O blood. I wouldn't hang your hat on it, though. It is possible that we'll learn in years from now. Here are the people that for some reason didn't get sick, and here are the ones that did get sick. That we don't know that for sure now. What we do know now is almost nobody is more susceptible to getting the virus. Old people, young people, children, no matter who you are, you can get it just like everybody else. How sick you're going to be if you do get it, that is what varies from people to people. So young kids, they don't get sick. Older people, they do get sick. And that blood type thing might be along those lines. We're going to later find out that if you had a certain blood type, you were less likely to get sick. But we're just not clear on that yet. That's one of those things where I just don't know yet.
Dr. Dave, what's going to be on the show Sunday morning?
We're going to take a little bit of a pivot, Dave, and we're going to talk about addictions. You know, before this pandemic, we were in an opioid pandemic, and we still are. And people who have substance use issues and the like, alcohol, other drugs, opioids, we're going to have an expert on that and to try to help people get through this pandemic if you also are struggling with some substance use issues and addiction. So we're going to focus on that this coming Sunday.
All right. Well, I'll listen for you Sunday morning again, Dr. Hilden. Appreciate your time this morning. And you of all people,
Absolutely.
Stay safe over there.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Dr. David Hilden, Sunday morning here on WCCO. Should you miss it, too, I might mention you go to Rewind. Go to radio.com and look up Rewind. You can hear Dr. Hilden's show, even if you get up a little later on a Sunday morning. Right now, 7:57 is our time. News coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.